Heyo, everybody, what's up? It's Select Start back with another absolute fire podcast. I know we have some very spicy topics today.
Oh yeah, it was a big weekend in esports.
Yeah,
In
oh fuck
esports
yeah,
in
it
general,
was.
but
Fuck yeah,
before
it
we talk
was.
about that, I want to talk about the Halo TV show. Because I had some problems with it.
I have not seen it, so please
I
spoil it for
enjoyed
me.
I
I can
enjoyed
keep
it.
it spoil free. I'll keep it spoil free
I don't
for
care.
everybody.
I don't care.
The one of the problems I had with is some of the CGI is really bad, while some of it is so good. Like insane. Like some of the visuals are so crazy good, but then they have like little moments where the CGI looks like it was done by like a high schooler.
Well,
I didn't notice.
There's a specific scene where, and I don't think I wouldn't count this as a spoiler, but Chief throws down his gun and it just looks so like you it looks so fake. I'm just like, why didn't he just throw down the actual prop gun? Like, why did he have to throw down a CGI gun? It make no sense.
I didn't notice.
And then the other one is at the end of the series. I won't spoil anything, but
End of
it's
the
not.
episode. There's only
Yeah,
one episode,
what
not
Master,
series.
yeah, end of the episode, what Master Chief does in the ship kind of irked me the wrong way. And I wish they would have just played the fucking video games. Like, I don't know why they were so against the video games. It's so weird to be like, oh yeah, we didn't want to be limited by the video games, so we didn't talk about them, didn't play them or any see anything of the video games because we didn't want to be limited. But we read the
So,
books.
well, okay, the books are good though. The books provide as
Yeah.
much the books provide as much information as the game. Like
But you're
it's
still, I think you're still missing a very core part of the lore
Well,
if you don't play the
yeah,
game.
I feel that. Like cause you don't really get the true the bond between what will become the Arbiter and Master Chief. You don't
And even Cortana, like you get like so much more in-depthness. Like even if they didn't want to play the video games, like just even watching like the cutscenes,
Yeah,
like
like
you
watching
get
the game played itself and all that.
yeah, right, like
Well, the
so
dude
much.
who plays Master Chief, he played the games when he was younger.
Yeah, I'll say this, all the actors, fantastic. I think the actors did like really good with each of their roles.
I've actually seen nobody talk about the actors, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, no,
Yeah,
the actors were
the dude who plays Master Chief does a really good job. And if you go on to Paramount Plus too, they have a special like behind the scenes like episode that talks about what they talk with like the cast and stuff. And Sydney Goodman hosts it. It's pretty good. They're gonna do one like after every episode.
Yeah, like the story too, I'm liking the story so far, but there's just some of it that like it's not canon, so I'm glad about that. Like I'm fine with that not being canon because there's just some things in the show that still kind of irk me the wrong way. So like I give the first episode so far like a 6 out of 10. Like it's not terrible. Like I think it's good. Like, but I think they could have done way better.
I never really played the campaign in the game, so I just played multiplayer.
That's fair.
The campaigns were so good, bro. You were
Yeah,
missing
they
out.
I played some of it with like friends and stuff on co-op mode, but I never like finished it.
But yeah, I guess we can make that a short topic since Russell hasn't seen it yet.
I mean,
Russell
if
needs
one of you guys wants to lend me your Paramount Plus, I will gladly watch it.
I'm pretty sure Rachel still has mine.
But mine is it's on. I have a separate TV, so
Yeah,
I can't.
we can send you ours.
Okay, cool.
But
I'll literally watch it tonight.
Talk about
and then
esports.
I'll also one quick thing tomorrow, Moon Knight comes out.
This is true.
Yes, I know. I know. I saw that. I saw that.
Talking about
But yeah, so before we hop into
esports,
Russell's
let's talk
big
about tennis
weekend
real quick.
and talk about what?
the fantasy.
Actually, yeah, no, I want to go on about LCS. I want to hear about this because
oldest fantasy, but
you guys know I'm going to talk forever about my weekend. We're not going
to
bother.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go over some other yeah. big things that happened this weekend first in LCS. So the LCS season ended. Spring split ended this weekend with the Super Week. Final three games for each team of the season to determine playoffs.
How spicy is it?
It was kind of spicy this weekend, honestly. So, sorry.
Hot.
Oh, let me look this up real quick. So Friday, wasn't really too many big games on Friday, the first day of Super Week. Saturday was pretty spicy. Let's see. The first game was Dignitas, who was in the playoff hunt, and they played against Team Liquid, who was fighting for first place against Cloud9, and Dignitas ended up winning that first game. Then 100 Thieves absolutely demolished Cloud9, the first place team at the time, in their game on Saturday. It was like 28 kills to 3 or something. It was just a stomp.
That sounds like a massacre.
Yeah, it was crazy. Sunday was a crazy day. So Friday and Saturday, there's 5 games each. And then Sunday was the last day, and we had 7 games because we had some tiebreakers we had to do.
I love tiebreakers.
To finish off like the seeding and standings and stuff.
Those are the spiciest.
And so Cloud9 and TL were fighting for first place. And they were tied going into Sunday. I think the records were tied. And FlyQuest and Cloud9 played in the third game of the day. FlyQuest ended up beating Cloud9. And all Team Liquid had to do was win their game against TSM, the worst team in the league.
And they didn't.
They did.
I was hoping Gavin's team literally came in for the steal.
No.
I was going to pop off for the boy.
But they did. TSM did beat CLG, knocking them out of playoffs on Saturday.
Let's go, Gavin's team. Let's go.
And so that Team Liquid TSM game for Team Liquid to get wrap up first place was the last like regular game in TL1. And then we had two tiebreakers with Golden Guardians versus FlyQuest, which FlyQuest won, and then EG versus FlyQuest, which EG won. And so the standings going into the end, to the final day, like going into the playoffs, it ended Team Liquid in first place, Cloud9 in second, 100 Thieves in third, EG fourth, FlyQuest fifth, Golden Guardians sixth, Dignitas seventh, CLG, TSM, and Immortals all being knocked out of playoffs to wrap up the final three.
I love the fact that that TSM ruined somebody else's day.
Yeah, and so next weekend, playoffs start, and it'll be the first time, I think, in 2 years since the pandemic that we're going to have in-person playoffs, and they're having it at NRG Stadium in Houston. And so the upper bracket is EG versus Team Liquid, and 100 Thieves versus Cloud9. And then whoever loses those will either face Golden Guardians and FlyQuest in the lower bracket.
Okay, so they have uppers and lowers.
Yeah, so if you lose a game in the uppers, you still have a chance to make it to the final going to the lower bracket. Yeah, so they have like a lower bracket final, and whoever wins that goes to the final against whoever made it through the upper bracket. And so that's LCS. We also had a very wild weekend in LCK.
Okay.
And so T1 continuing their unbeaten streak in the semifinals of the playoffs. They beat Kwangdong Freaks 3-0 in a best of five. And it was, I stayed up and watched it. It started at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I watched the whole thing.
Oh my Lord. Okay.
Yeah. And it was over by like 4:15, 4:30. It was like the fastest best of five I've ever watched in my entire life. And then we had a banger series in the other semifinal, Gen G versus Dom Wonkia. And man, it went to five games. And I'm a Gen G fan because of my boy Chovy.
Okay.
And in the game five, that was craziest comeback I've ever seen. Like, Gen G just got ran over in the early game. Like, Dom Wonkia's jungler Canyon, he picked his like signature pick Nidalee. He has a world skin for it for winning worlds. Mm-hmm. And Genji's jungler Peanut, he just couldn't play the game like at all. They were like invading him 24/7, like stealing all his camps. And it, like, Dom Wonkia got Baron, they got, I think they even got Soul, Dragon Soul, and they messed up one fight like at Genji's base and just like threw the whole game. And Genji was down like 10k gold at this point.
Okay, there's no shot, bro.
Yeah, and like I was like, this game's fucking over. And then out of nowhere, Ruler and Chovy, Ruler's the ADC, and Chovy just like carried the game back and like just destroyed the rest of Dom Wonkia. And they ended up winning game five. So in the final, it's going to be T1 versus Genji, which at the beginning of the season, kind of everybody had that like picked already.
They had the prediction.
Yeah, like the prediction. They were the two best teams in the league going into playoffs. T1 was 18-0, and I think Genji was 15-3.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and so that was LCS. Yeah.
I love that shit, by the way. I love stories like that. Like that, you watch a game and it's just like, bro, this is fucking done.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then you literally watch the other team claw back to victory and then you just get hype.
Yeah, I was sitting there. Yeah, I was sitting there like I was laying here in bed. Or no, I was like super tired, so I went to bed after game four. I was like, I'll just watch the VOD for game five in the morning. And I watched it. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And insanity, dude. Yeah, and then LEC playoffs also happened this weekend. So in the upper bracket, we had Rogue versus Misfits. Rogue won 3-1. Fnatic versus G2, which is like one of the biggest like rivalries in all of League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
G2's kind of fallen off past few years because they've been sold like a lot of their players and stuff. But Fnatic won 3-1. Lower bracket, XL, which they made the playoffs for the first time in like 8 years or something. They lost to Team Vitality 3-2. Team Vitality was like supposed to be the super team.
Mm-hmm.
Upper bracket final, we have Fnatic and Rogue, two best teams in the regular season. And then the lower bracket, we have Team Vitality versus G2, and whoever wins that plays Misfits. And then whoever loses the upper bracket final plays Misfits in the lower bracket. I think, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, but yeah, so pretty big weekend in League of Legends. Then one other thing, Valorant VCT for NA, which was the qualifying to go to the Worlds like thing in Iceland in Reykjavik, happened, which was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we had in the upper bracket Cloud Nine versus the guard, who's like the guard is like this kind of underrated, not like huge team, playing, and Cloud Nine stopped them in the upper bracket, and then the guard made their way back to the upper bracket final, like the whole final thing against Cloud Nine, a rematch. Both teams already qualified because they're top two teams, and the guard ended up smacking Cloud Nine in that, and so now Cloud Nine and the guard will be representing NA in Iceland.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and so the guard's like a pretty crazy story. Like they were a smaller team, and they made their way like becoming this big team. A bunch of like pretty much teenagers on their team. So it's pretty crazy. Or no, it wasn't Cloud Nine. It was Optic and the guard that were in the final, and both Optic and the guard made it to Iceland.
That's insane, dude. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Hey, Gavin.
Yep.
Tell me, brother.
What?
What happened in fantasy?
Oh, so to end fantasy, which we just had finals in, Caleb came in third place, beating out Big As 349 to 314. I came in second, losing to Muggle Studies at 352 to 410.
Respect to the name.
And then fifth place went to someone named Lena with 448 to 378. And then LR Hooser won seventh with 448 and two versus 270.
I didn't even do picks and bans for the last game because I forgot and I still won.
That's so funny.
So I still did the best in the league score wise because I was 8-4. The person who won was 7-5. Caleb still had the most points for at 1799. And I actually didn't get that many points. I'm at 607, and right behind Caleb is the person I lost to with 1692.
Yeah.
However, I think, I have the least points against. So the points against me was 1504, which is the least out of the entire league. So. But yeah, that's our fantasy. We're going to do, I don't think we get a summer because I don't think they do summer since all the teams aren't in summer. But we.
Yeah, they are.
I thought CLG, TSM or
not. That's playoffs, right. Not summer split. Summer split's like a whole new season.
Oh, yeah. So the next thing it says is we can do 2022 spring.
That's what we just did. I think it means summer. We just did spring.
It says renew league for 2022 spring.
So I don't know.
But we'll figure it out. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, the app needs a little bit of work. There's a lot of things that just don't work and it messes up a lot. But
yeah.
Yes, we got. I wish the league would go back to when they were doing fantasy on their own on the Riot website. I liked it a lot better, but we got Sleeper now, so if anyone does want to play any fantasy, they have football and other sports too, but they're the only ones that have league fantasy, so.
Yeah. We also had some drama in Valorant this weekend too.
Uh-oh, are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
With Tarik and Jason R.
Yeah, Jason R. Fuck Jason R, dude.
I don't know
Tarik very well, but from the one video I saw, I'm on his side.
Tarik is probably like the biggest Valorant streamer right now. I'm watching him right now. I've been watching him a lot. He's a really cool guy. Really fun to watch. he plays like GeoGuessr and stuff in between games, and it's pretty fun. But so this big controversy with Jason R, it started a while ago. So Jason R is a Valorant streamer. I think he used to be like a CS pro. But so apparently every time he'd get a girl in like his lobby, like when you're in agent select and stuff, he would dodge.
Yeah, and a girl, he would pretend his internet went down.
Yeah, he would pretend like his internet went out or something, and he would just leave. And so everybody was calling him like a misogynist and stuff and all this other stuff, and he was like denying it and all this other stuff, and he was like calling out people that he said were his friend and telling them how bad of friends they were, because they weren't sticking up for him and stuff, when sure. like all the evidence is like clearly there that he's been dodging games.
Yeah, he's
on
he's,
purpose.
He's straight up sexist. He literally, if you go to his Twitch and you're watching and you're a girl, you'll get banned. Like, you'll get permanently banned from his chat.
Yeah, I saw something about that too. And then
and a lot of people I know are saying it's his wife is like, they're like, maybe something happened in his
relationship.
Oh, hold on. Wife is like, hold on, hold on. Or something.
I'm getting to that.
I'm getting to that.
So, him and Tark, got into like an argument the other day on stream, and Jason R was like calling Tark out, calling him an L friend and stuff, saying like, "You've met my wife in person, and you've met me, and blah blah, and all this other stuff," and like the irony of what he said, he was like, they were arguing about something, and Tark was like, or Jason R was like, "You're being such a girl about it."
Oh yeah, I remember that.
After like
he's shit thing to say.
Yeah, like the irony of him being called a misogynist, and then he goes, "You're being a girl about it."
Right.
And then either it was last night or today, he put out like a twit longer, like, finally basically confessing, saying that he was dodging games because of girls. He was like, let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, he made a twit longer. It said, "Taking accountability." He said, "I was avoiding certain online situations out of respect to my wife, Stephanie. When I was younger, I was not a good person to her, and I take accountability for my actions that led us to this place. I was trying to avoid potentially toxic situations, not wanting her to be put through drama. I will no longer be avoiding these online situations, and I am sorry that my intentions were misconstrued by my actions. There are so many lies about me out there, lies about Steph, who doesn't deserve this. There are people making false allegations off of out of context information. I wish nothing but peace and love for people and ask for a touch of understanding. I am sorry."
Huh. Yeah, so
like after like months and weeks of like denying everything, it was like, no, calling people out, tell them they're shitty friends and stuff, he makes that basically confessing.
Yeah, it's weird to me as well. Because it's like, you say this, like, you're sorry and stuff, and you were avoiding these situations. Why did you need to avoid situations with girls? Like,
on a video game.
Yeah, like,
online. Like,
but you're gonna be, what, you're gonna be playing with them for, what, 20 minutes at most?
30 minutes no. At most? Like, Valorant, it depends. Valorant games last from, like, 30 to 40 minutes, probably.
So, yeah, you're...
But still, if, like, it's that big of a problem, just mute the girl on your team and still play. You don't have to dodge.
Right, it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's so weird, like, to just be like, yeah, no, I didn't want to be in games with girls because, like, what, dude? Like, you're afraid that you're going to start, like, for some weird reason, like, fucking flirting with her or something? Like, you're just gonna start...
Yeah,
like,
I
being a piece of shit? Like, I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like, you had to.
Yeah. And, well, last night he was, his name was trending on Twitter too. Cause like after the argument, like everybody on Twitter was like talking about it.
Yeah. No, I saw Ludwig's video on it and I saw Charlie's video on it.
Yeah.
Which is how I got most of the context. But just from like the clip of Tarek and him talking, I was like, dude, like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know anything really about him except for what I've heard from other people.
Yeah, I don't either. I just know that he's a Valorant streamer. I think he used to be a CS pro. Yeah. But I've seen like some videos of him and he looks like he's like cracked out on drugs or something.
Yeah, and I'm just like, the thing too is like, what did he do that his wife is like, you're not allowed to interact with women?
Bro, that's just, that's, my man, it's not that he sounds insecure, like, in his relationship, but, like, bro, that sounds, like, that relationship sounds toxic.
Right, yeah. But it's like one of those things where it's like, he's fucked up for what he's doing, but, like, his wife is also very fucked up for what she's doing.
I don't know if his wife was telling him not to do it or nothing, because
that's allegedly is
like wife. I haven't heard anything about that, but
so one girl that got banned from his chat messaged Ahmad and was like, hey, like, well, I don't know what I did to get banned. And like basically the mom was like, yeah, it's basically because like you're a girl and I think it has something to do with his wife, but I don't know. That's what I heard. And so like some people are like, maybe it's his wife is doing it, and like maybe it's because like his, like maybe he cheated on her in the past or something. And then like even with his apology saying like, oh, I didn't want to be in these toxic situations and cause,
like, it's only gonna be toxic if you make it toxic.
Right, actually, exactly. It's like, actually, it's like
you can just like talk to her like a fucking grown man and be like, right, hey, I'm going to play video games with people. Some of them might be women. Some of them might be men. Hell, some of them could be trans and I could identify them wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm playing video games with humans. They are other humans on the other side.
Right. And it's like, dude, like, what toxic situation is going to come from you playing games with women? Like,
None at all,
like,
bro.
The only toxic situation is going to be if you start, like, sexually harassing them. Like, is that what you're worried about? Is, like, you just can't, like, stop yourself from doing that? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand his apology, really.
Yeah.
But let's move on to something more
happy.
Not toxic.
Yeah, something not,
something
so
not toxic, much. Yeah.
I've been having a lot of fun with Civilization 6.
I was going to say, weren't you playing fucking Civ before we started this?
Yeah, I was playing Civ 6. We were on turn 97 when I left the game.
I've never played that game, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're on turn we were on turn 97 out of 250 turns.
It's a Civ is a real-time strategy game, Caleb.
Well, yeah, I know that, but
it's a weird mixture. So it's a real-time strategy game, but also a turn-based strategy game.
Right.
Because like online, what you do is everyone takes their turn at the same time. So like if you're in a war with someone, it's a real-time strategy because it's like I get an attack before they can. So
yeah.
But like for the most part, it's like a turn-based kind of thing where you're building, you know, you got to be strategic where you put districts and et cetera, et cetera. So I've having a lot of fun. One of my favorite civs to play is Korea because their science is ridiculous. And I'm trying to branch out. I tried to learn China. I'm not very good with China. Don't really know what I'm doing. So probably going to not play them. I'm probably going to start playing Sweden, though, because they have pretty good culture, because I want a good culture civ to have, because I have a good science civ. And I have a good domination civ, which is Persia. They're insane. They have a unit that just like early in the game, like turn like 40-50, like you can just start like wiping people. But yeah. I've been having a lot of fun with that. Have you guys been playing any new games lately?
Been playing a lot of Valorant.
Yeah, how's that going? I heard Gabe played like two rounds.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, right. Listen and be like, bam.
So I played pretty much all day today. I won all my games except one. Almost to bronze two.
Hell yeah.
Nice. But it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, nice. I know.
I've been frustrated with League, so I've been playing Valorant.
Gabe wants me to learn how to play Valorant, so I wonder why. I need to try it.
Gabe was like, hurry up and get to Immortal so we can do it. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll be right there.
Yeah, like, I'll just
learn. that'll probably never happen.
Right. I'm not good at first-person shooters. I'm just not very good at them. Like,
It takes some getting used to on the keyboard and mouse so used to, like, a controller.
Yeah. Because, like, when I play Halo Infinite, I use a controller to play. But, like, I'm not good with, like, keyboard and mouse when it comes to first-person shooters.
And people on Valorant can be very toxic.
Well, yeah, it's a Riot game.
I had some ironically, I was playing with some girl the other day that was on my team. She did like the worst on the team, and she was like yelling at me, and she was like, "Can you get a kill? Blah blah blah." And I was just like, "Oh my god, shut the fuck up,
man!" You should have pulled a Jason R and be like, "Oh, my internet."
Right.
But
today I've had some pretty friendly teams. Most of the games I had, people didn't talk like at all. So I was just like playing in silence.
It do be like
Russell. I think you should take the floor for the pat for the next 30 minutes and talk about your
your weekend.
Yeah, your big weekend, dude.
Why you guys gonna like dress it up like that?
Dude, come on.
Why y'all gotta
you had a big weekend in the land of angels.
That looked dope as fuck. Like, I saw the pictures you posted. It looked really fun, and it makes me want to go to an LCS match even more, just because like watching it and seeing like all the pictures.
Well, winner champs is gonna be in DFW, Gavin. We should all go.
Agreed. I don't know if I can make winner champs. I will do my best. I will make no promises on that.
We'll go without you, and you can live vicariously through us.
I'm fine with that. I am 100% okay with that.
We'll do an IRL stream so you can watch it.
There you go.
I believe this, and I'm happy about that. So, as everybody knows, we are a week behind because I was really busy last week dealing with a lot of travel plans. My first initial travel was to Austin on Wednesday. I went to go see Between the Buried and Me, which is one of my favorite bands. And Carbomb was also there. We went to Emo's in Austin. And me and my boy Ian and my friend Nick, we all stayed together after the concert, talked about it. It was dope. We were all, you know, lost our voice, whatever. Came back to town on Thursday, was off Thursday because I had to do a bunch of packing because Friday I flew to LA. As everybody who follows me on Facebook, Twitter has seen me post about for the last, I don't know, 4 days. I went to a Rocket League Championship Series LAN event at the YouTube Theater, which is located, or it's conjoined with the brand new SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, which, by the way, is absolutely fucking gorgeous.
Which, if you gamers who don't follow football, it's where the Chargers and Rams play.
It is also the most expensive stadium in the entire world. It is quite literally, it is the most expensive stadium in the entire world, worth $5 billion.
I did not know that part.
Yeah, it is the most expensive stadium ever built.
Dang.
So, we're talking about spicy, you know, at LCS. So, LAN had, the events started on Wednesday for all the groups. and there were four groups. There were supposed to be four groups of four teams. Unfortunately, one team was unable to make the event entirely. And I'm not gonna lie, I was extremely devastated because that is the one team I wanted to see.
Talking about Samrock.
I'm talking about Samrock Gaming. Samrock Gaming, for anybody who does not follow RLCS, which is probably 100% of you. Samrock Gaming is out of the Middle East. They are out of Saudi Arabia. And I believe they actually are. Let me. Yeah, Saudi Arabia Esports Organization.
Yeah.
So they only had a Rocket League team, from what I understand. I don't really know all the other teams that these guys had. For those of you who also don't know, traveling from the Middle East is extremely hard. Getting visas and getting passports and ulterior motives to leave the country apparently is a very hard and grueling process. And even though the team filed for emergency visas almost 2 months in advance, they were unable to get them. And we were unable to see them at LAN, even though they were at the previous LAN, which was in Stockholm, Sweden, in November. So because of that, and they were in Group D, everybody in Group D got a free win. So they only had to play each other for seeding.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, as you guys know, y'all know groups, it's four groups of four teams, one team drops out of every group.
Yeah.
So
basically they all got a free pass out of group stage.
Group D got a free pass out of group stage. Yes. Also, funny you say that, because one of those teams ran it all the way to top three. The other two did not. In Group D, it was supposed to be Samrock Gaming, Space Station Gaming, Dignitas, and Pioneers, Kansas City Pioneers, who have recently moved to the OCE region. MENA only had the one representative. OCE had two representatives. APAC, which is Asian Pacific, Asian China, all that stuff. Asian Pacific and China. They had one representative. South America had two representatives, and America and Europe both had five. So out of everybody who got out, one South American team did not make it out of groups. One OCE team did not make it out of groups. The APAC team did not make it out of groups, and it was really, really funny because everybody thought that APAC would not win a singular game. They did not think that APAC would win a singular game, and APAC won a game against Virgin One, who plays top six.
Okay.
They won. The only game that they won was to Virgin One. So
Virgin One was in the Valorant VCT.
Nice.
And they were undefeated in group stages and then ended up getting knocked out in playoffs.
Right. So you talked about having spicy takes, yeah?
Yeah.
So let me give you the spiciest fucking shit that happened over this weekend, okay?
Okay. Let's hear it.
So in Group A, Virgin One, who was not predicted to come out on top of their group, 3-0'd their entire group, beating the number one seed out of EU, Team Queso, and beating FaZe Clan. In Group B, you had South America, Europe, North America, and OCE. This was the only group that didn't have or excuse me, this group B and group D would have been the only groups that didn't have two teams from the same region in it. So group B, a team with four different teams from four different regions. Furia Esports out of South America came out on top after winning a tiebreaker over Endpoint 3-1, and NRG clinched out the third seed spot in their group after beating the Renegades 3-0. In group C, G2 Esports went 3-0, who would go on to make an insane bracket run. BDS, a European team, came in second. Evil Geniuses, European team, came in third. And Team Secret, the number one seed out of South America, falls 0-3 and does not make it out of groups. And then I told you about Group D, Space Station, Dignitas, Pioneers. They all clearly made it out.
Yeah.
Now here's where shit gets spicy. So Uppers did not play until Saturday. So Version 1, Space Station, Furia, and G2 all had a free ride into Saturday. They didn't have to worry about Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday were all group stage plays for top 8 bracket. In Lowers Round 1, you have Endpoint versus FaZe, BDS versus Pioneers, Team Queso versus NRG, Dignitas versus Evil Geniuses. If you separate these brackets, not being at this stage, like at the, you know, major stage, all four of those sets are all grand final sets of a tournament.
Uh-huh.
Like, we are looking at a winner's, like, circle of lowers round one. So, Endpoint gets absolutely fucking demolished by FaZe Clan. They do not go on to see the in-person LAN event. BDS barely scrapes by against Kansas City Pioneers, who was, by the way, the youngest team at the LAN event. They are all 16 years old. BDS wins 3-2. They will see the event. KCP does not. And the spiciest match of the entire tournament.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Second spiciest. Team Queso versus NRG. The number one seed out of North America and the number one seed out of EU had to play in Lowers Round 1. So, two number one seeds and only one of them get to go to the LAN event.
Yeah.
Can you guys guess who went?
Team Queso.
Caleb says Queso?
I already know.
Gavin.
What?
Who did you think won between Queso and NRG?
I'm going to say NRG because I've heard that name more.
NRG lost 3-2.
Yeah.
I'm glad because I like the name Team Queso because
I already know who was in the final and who won. So.
Yeah.
I've heard NRG a lot more.
Yeah, NRG is like arguably the best team in the entire world. So they had to play the second best team in the entire world. And they lost. So NRG, for the first time, I want you guys to hear this fact. For the first time since 2017, NRG did not see a LAN event. This is not only the first time they've never been to LAN, this is the first time they've never been in top 8.
So, like, these upper bracket and, like, group stage games and stuff, they were played online?
No. They were played in person. I didn't get to see them, but they were played in person.
Oh, so they were still, like, technically at the LAN event, but they didn't get to go to, like, the main event.
Correct.
Okay.
They were not part of the upper bracket. And then Dignitas, at the last one, plays Evil Geniuses. Who do you guys think won that?
Dig.
Gavin?
What's up?
Who do you think won?
Gavin, are you even listening?
No, I'm sorry. Caitlin just got home, so she's telling me something.
You're good. You're good. Who do you think won between Evil Geniuses and Dignitas?
I'm going to say Dignitas because I think I remember you saying something about them being good. Or no.
Dignitas is a good team. But you're both wrong because Evil Geniuses beat them.
Okay.
So we have NRG, Dignitas, and Endpoint. Three of the best teams in the entire world. Not even making top eight.
Dang.
Yeah. So we go to, I land Friday night. So I'm obviously, hyped as hell watching this bracket. I cannot wait to see what happens Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Our first match was Queso versus Evil Geniuses and Lowers. Mm-hmm. I knew Queso was going to win this match, but I didn't know they were absolutely going to fucking smoke EG. And they smoked him 3-0.
Nice.
Like I watched it happen and I was like, this is disgusting. Then something even more disgusting happened. Because FaZe Clan perfect swept BDS. Do y'all know what perfect sweep is?
Yeah, that's when you don't lose a game or you are in
or let in a goal.
Point. Yeah.
Yep. FaZe Clan in person. I got to witness a perfect sweep in person.
Nice.
When I tell you
BDS sucks in Rocket League and League of Legends.
They don't suck at Rocket League. But when I tell you that the venue erupted, they lost their shit when FaZe Clan perfect sweat BDS. And I'm all for cheering. I'm all for, of course it's North America bias. We're in Los Angeles, so they're really only cheering for North America teams,
Yeah.
But
just real quick, while we're on the topic of Rocket League, what are your thoughts on Charlie saying he's wanting to get a Rocket League team? Like he wants a team in our LCS.
I think it's smart as hell.
Yeah. I
think he needs to find the right players. I don't think he has the money to afford Sandrock Gaming, which he's already stated he doesn't.
No, so apparently with the deal with Sandrock Gaming, the reason they didn't go with Charlie is because Charlie offered them more money, but the other org that got them, apparently they decided to go with them because they were better known.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Moist, so they decided to go with him because he was like, he wasn't like, he was upset because he really wanted an LCS team, but he was like, I can't fault him for it. But he offered them more money.
I believe that, but also I need y'all to understand, mainly Gavin, I need you to understand the levity of who Sandrock Gaming is, like, player-wise. We're talking about three of the most prized players and high-valued players in Rocket League.
Yeah.
These kids are like, major fucking athletes worth major fucking money.
Right.
Like, they were supposed to come to this event, and they were actually rated higher than the teams that are here now. Like, they were literally going to, like, projection-wise, they were going to smoke half of these fucking teams. And it wasn't even going to be close. Like, the fall major, they made it to the top eight and almost took NRG to a game 7 series with a sub, not even their actual player. So, like,
let me see if we can find like some info on it.
But yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. It's a tough decision to make. Here's another cool fact. On Saturday, all the teams that were orange in the orange color, because y'all know how Rocket League has orange and blue.
Yeah.
Only orange won on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes. So all teams that won Saturday were wearing the color orange. So we start with the lowers, then we went to uppers. On the upper side, Space Station Gaming beats V1 4-2. And it's not even like it's not even like the 4-2 wasn't close. It was one of the closest sets in the entire tournament. Mm-hmm. But like Space Station Gaming, dead ass scraped by. Furia has to play G2. G2 is looking phenomenal this entire weekend. They beat Furia 4-2. And then we slide over into lowers, where V1 has to now fight FaZe Clan, who's not only hot off of beating Endpoint 3-0, they just perfect swept the fall major champions, BDS. They now have to play the team that they lost to in groups. They lost to FaZe, and they lost 3-0. It, like, that loss in groups was not close. Like, at all.
Yeah.
FaZe Clan barely wins game 7 for a 4-3 win over Virgin 1 to go into the top 4. Furia coming out a very close set against G2 Esports has to play Team Queso, the number 1 seed of Europe. Another game 7 nail biting set. Team Queso wins 4-3. So our four teams that we go see on Sunday are G2, Space Station, FaZe Clan, and Team Queso.
Mm-hmm.
In my first match walking into Sunday, I did not expect to see what I saw, because G2 was playing absolutely amazing, and then Space Station was playing amazing because they have this amazing 15-year-old player named Daniel, who, like, literally was the champion of the tournament. This kid had the whole entire crowd screaming his name.
Yeah.
We were actually saying Laniel. So we were singing this kid's name. This dude was fucking going nuts. The commentators also tried to get us to do a cheer for G2, whose players are JNaps, Atomic, and Chicago. And the commentator T Bates tried to get us to do a chant to the tune of Seven Nation Army.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to be like JNaps, Atomic, Chicago.
Also, I found an article about. Okay.
In a second, Gavin. I would like. I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah. Let me. I'm gonna read this because it's a little bit different than what I thought I remembered. So.
Okay.
Let me read it while you continue.
So our first uppers was G2 versus Space Station. Space Station actually gets their fucking ass kicked 4-1. So G2 is already sitting pretty in finals, waiting for the rest of the tournament to happen. After FaZe Clan has not only demolished two of the best teams in Europe, they've demolished arguably one of the best teams in the entire tournament, V1. They've now got to fight Queso. They get clapped 4-1. And I mean, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Not even fucking close. So then Space Station and Team Queso have to play for a shot at G2. And you know Space Station, coming from uppers, having just played G2, they want another run, right? They want to go again. They're like, nah, we need another chance. This set was the most heart-wrenching, heartbreaking. I'm not gonna say dissatisfying, because it was just amazing Rocket League all around, you know?
Yeah.
Team Queso ends up beating Space Station in game 7, 4-3. And then finals lasted for what seemed to be an eternity. Finals was won in game number 13 by G2, a team who has not won a finals since season 6 of Rocket League. And we're in season 11? Let me check here. Yeah, we are in season 11 They have not won season 6, if I'm not mistaken. No, they won one of these past seasons. I don't know what. It must have been season 7. What they were talking about. Because they placed second. And well, they finally get a win. Rizzo, a player who's an ex-player for G2, crowned all the champions, gave them all their medals. And one thing I will have to say, watching all of this, I'm a fan of all teams from all regions. And Caleb, I know you're a fan of a bunch of different teams. You can understand when you don't boo another team just because they're from a different country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they booed Queso. And that, like, I get it. It's North America bias. A lot of NRG fanboys and fangirls came out. You know, a lot of FaZe Clan showed up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Space Station people showed up. But the Space Station people cheered for Queso. All of them did. Everybody with FaZe Clan and NRG were fucking booing like crazy. And they were not just stay silent. If you're not gonna, if you don't want to cheer for the team, shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
Now, granted, they're not really paying attention to it while playing the game, but like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
if your team is getting beat by a foreign team, it's because they're getting beat by a team that is better. Plain and simple. They're getting outskilled. And I don't know if y'all were watching the same game that I was watching at LAN, but Team Queso had to play Count It. Lowers round 1, they played 5 games. Lowers round 2, they played 3. So we're at 8 games. Lowers quarterfinals. They win a 7-game series. So 7 plus 8, that's 15.
Damn.
Lowers semis, they had to play 5. That's 20. Lower bracket final, they had to play another 7. That's 27 games. They had to play leading up to the finals with G2, in which they played 13 more fucking games. This team had to endure 40 fucking Rocket League games over the span of 2 days versus some of the best teams in the entire world.
That's fucking crazy.
The mental stamina on these children. These are not grown adults. Children. Vatira is 15. Joyo is 16. And I believe Rise is either 17 or 18. These are children, bro, who are out here grinding their ass off to be the best in the world at something. I don't care where the fuck these people go. You praise these kids. Every single one of them that showed up to this event, you praise every single one of them because they are the best from their area. I don't give a shit if that's not the team you're rooting for. Cheer them on. Tell them how good they are. Get them to sign something. Take a picture with them. Let them know that they're appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because you're in North America does not mean you need to boo somebody who is not from North America. And I hate that shit. Like the only team that I was rooting for this weekend that's from North America was Space Station Gaming. And they got 3rd.
Ooh, Space Station.
The other team I was rooting for was Team Queso and SRG. One of my teams didn't make it. The other two placed in the top 3. That's all I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
This LAN, we had NA versus EU, and NA came out on top. So for right now, of course, I'm so glad if NA talks all the shit they want to. Last LAN, or well, it was a LAN, but you know the crowd wasn't there. Last LAN, it was won by EU. So,
fuck EU. NA.
But all in all, like I said on Facebook, to anybody who listens to this and you like video games at all and they have any kind of competitive scene whatsoever, please look it up on Twitch. Please look it up on YouTube. Anything, anywhere where you can find and watch the game streamed. And if they have an event in person, get out and go to it. It is one of the most enjoyable experiences in the entire world.
Yeah, you, bitch.
You get to meet famous people who are literally walking around, who are happy as hell to introduce themselves and take a picture with you and sign something or hang out with you and just have a fucking talk. Hell, if they're old enough to drink and you are, buy them a fucking beer. But just, like, go do it, man. I promise you, you're not a nerd for liking fucking video games. I mean, you are. We're all three nerds here talking on the podcast. But, like, dude, this shit, it's an experience you'll never forget. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. That's how I felt when I went to LCS in LA in 2020.
Yeah, it's an event you'll literally never forget being at.
Yeah. Especially when you get to watch, like, your favorite teams.
Exactly. And I got to see two of them.
Yeah, and I got to watch 100 Thieves in the LCS, like in the LCS studio on stage. It was dope.
Yeah.
Also, with the Charlie thing, he was in a bid with Complexity for True Neutral and lost out because they decided to go with Complexity since they were a more established organization. So,
okay.
And then Charlie was saying he would love to be able to get Sandrock Gaming because he said that he thinks they're an incredible squad.
They are. Like, when I tell you, like, those three boys are some of the most talented Rocket League players on the planet. You, like, you know what? Gavin, you have homework, okay?
I'll make sure to look them up and watch some of them.
You don't even have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to do that, Kevin.
You have homework. I'll help you with
it. I'll watch some of their games. That way I can see their skills in action. I will say the one time I watched Rocket League, it is mobile banking really from Truist. Actually, I really enjoyed it watching.
It's
it.
So simple to understand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's literally.
You just watch the ball go into the goal.
It's
ball
easy.
Go and goal.
If you understand traditional sports, Rocket League is probably one of the easiest esports to understand.
Yeah. If you know soccer, then you pretty much can understand it.
There you
and
go,
you know, if you have a basic understanding of soccer, because it's less complex than soccer.
Yeah, it is.
it's so much less complex than soccer.
But at the same time, more complex because of the little tricks and little micros and stuff that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the game is so easy.
The game itself, the game itself is simple.
Yeah. It's so easy.
All I'm saying is, I am esports.
I am esports. Fuck Thorin, bro. Fuck that dude.
I know since we're talking about shit things that.
But
fucking.
But I really hope that Charlie. What? Okay. If Charlie manages to buy them, and I'm going to say this very explicitly, do not move them from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, he won't.
Let them stay there. Let them stay there. Let them represent their country. Do not take them away from what is theirs. And that is the biggest problem right now that us as a community as a whole are looking at with Sandrock. Nobody wants to move them from Saudi Arabia because the community wants them to continue to represent the country that they want to be from.
Right.
With Complexity.
Yeah, I don't think if he bought them, he would make them like move and or anything. He would just because like Charlie with like his Smash players, he doesn't he sends them to as many events as he can. He lets them represent what they want. He pays for everything for them. He lets them keep all their winnings. So I imagine he would do the same with them. He would just be like, look, I just want to be like the name behind you guys. Like I just want you guys to pretty much like be attached to Moist Esports because he wants to grow the org. He doesn't really care about like, oh, I want you guys to represent Florida or NA or anything. He's just like, I just think you guys are incredible and I want to be able to help you guys achieve whatever you want to achieve.
Yeah, and I think that what they have is something extremely special, you know? Like when you Gavin, I put it in moderators only so you can see it. But when you watch that video, again, I need you to understand there's three players on the team. There's Ahmed, TRK 5'11", and Senzo. Senzo is the sub. He was on the team previously. He retired. Khalid became the replacement for him, who is one of the number one 1v1 players in the entire world. And that team has not lost a regional or a major in their own country since Khalid has joined the team. They literally have not dropped a single title.
Hell yeah.
But when you watch them play in fall, when you watch them play against NRG in that video I sent you, game 6, that team went to game 6 with NRG. And it's not like that shit wasn't close. It's not like NRG wasn't sweating.
Right.
So, like, that's how good they are with not even their best player.
Yeah.
So
I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm big sad, bro. I wanted to see him so bad. I hope they can make it to Worlds in Dallas, man.
But before we start talking on for too long, is there any other last little tidbits that anybody wants to get out?
I love you,
bro. Nothing that I can think of right now.
I love both of you so much. That's what I want to get out.
Oh!
We love you. We love you more.
Wanted to take a short little U-turn over to traditional sports real quick and just give a quick shout out and good luck to our
neighbors,
our U.S. men's national team soccer team tomorrow.
Okay,
if they can prevent losing to Costa Rica by 6 or more goals, we qualify for the World Cup.
And
2018 was the last one we failed to qualify on the last day. So
we lost to Trinidad and Tobago, right?
Yep.
Yep.
It was embarrassing. I cried. But yeah, also shout out to Canada, our neighbors up north, qualifying for the World Cup, placing first in CONCACAF. Qualifying for the World Cup for the first time since 1986. So, yeah. Okay. Tomorrow I will be watching the game, screaming at the TV. We've never won a game in Costa Rica during World Cup qualifying, so hopefully tomorrow we can make some history after we just thrashed Panama on a Saturday or Sunday, 6-0, so.
Let's go, dude. We can do it. Let's go, men's USA.
I think we'll be pretty sure there's no way we lose by 6 goals, so we should be fine.
Hey man, Brazil getting Brazil'd is real. So
oh yeah, like Germany.
Yeah, getting Brazil'd is real.
Before
so
we keep going, because we're past time.
Ha ha to Italy.
Caleb is like, I'm gonna get the last laugh.
Right, guys.
Italy, who failed to qualify for the World
Cup
again.
That's gonna do it for us here at Select Start. Caleb's just gonna keep talking forever if I let him. We love you for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening, make sure to leave us a review. Tell us how we're doing. Join the Discord. If you haven't, you can talk to us directly. You can give us
because we literally have nothing but bots in our Discord. And Caitlin.
We have Dylan. We got.
It just shows offline. Caitlin, and then bots.
Because you're on moderator only. Go to welcome.
Yeah, we got some people.
And you'll see the entire
okay, we have
Two people.
We have Gabe, Bert, Dylan.
And Dylan, yes.
I don't know who Steve Star is.
I don't know who that is either. But that doesn't matter.
Cassie is probably his girlfriend.
It looks like some old lady.
It's not an old lady.
Guys, thank you for listening. That's going to do it for us. Join the Discord. Watch. Click all the socials. Follow us everywhere. Give us your money.
Answer our questions.
Do our bidding. Take over the world with us.
I don't know what the question's going to be, but it'll be something.
That's order a Grubhub, you know.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.